On the longest night of the year, it said, the spirits paint messages in the sky. Katara can't believe that. In all her years watching ribbons of color dancing through the air, she's seen nothing of the kind. The aurora casts rainbows over the snow, and the lights, the music, the dancing that carry through the interminable night seem magic enough for her. Katara, after all, is nearly 10 years old. Surely now she is too old to believe in a story just because Gran-Gran tells it well. Surely, in a world where mothers can die, there can be no magic. She isn't supposed to take the canoe out tonight. The solstice festival begins early tomorrow, and if she ventures too far now, Gran-Gran says, the spirits might take her away. Katara knows that isn't true. Even if the stories were real, the spirits would have no quarrel with her. No, at midwinter, it's the winds and the ice that Gran-Gran fears. But Katara is a waterbender, and with Dad at war and Sokka not yet returned from hunting, someone needs to collect the lobster clams from their traps. Under the light of a growing aurora, Katara pushes the canoe from shore. The village is behind her. Katara knows the ice fields well enough that she can't be lost so close to home. Still, faint firelight flickers ahead, and she steers the canoe into the bank.
Hello? Is somebody lost?
No answer comes at first, but when she climbs from her canoe and rounds an icy spire, she finds a boy huddled close by a small, sputtering flame. His clothes are thin and dark, not remotely suited to the cold, and yet he seems okay. His eyes meet hers, and her feet refuse to move.
Oh, I guess I did hear someone.
My name is Katara.
I'm Zuko.
Wrapped in the spare furs from the bottom of her canoe, he looks smaller than he did at first. Or maybe she just thinks that because now the red of his clothes is hidden.
How did you get here without freezing?
Zuko shrugs.
I don't think I did. I went to bed, and when I opened my eyes again, there was snow everywhere.
The spirits, she thinks, but still, she can't believe it. They're supposed to write messages in the sky, not kidnap firebending boys.
Well then, maybe you should come home with me.
Why are you out here alone?
It's hard not to stare at him as they sit face to face. And under the intensity of his eyes, it's even harder to lie.
Someone had to empty the lobster clam traps.
Liar.
She scowls at him, but this time her tongue betrays her.
I don't want to go to the solstice festival.
How come?
Because it's no fun without my mom.
By the way that Zuko looks at her, she thinks he understands. His hands are cold when they find hers, but he doesn't seem to care.
Maybe you don't have to go.
Side by side, they lie at the bottom of the canoe, drifting as ribbons of pink and green skate across the sky.
Do you have any idea how I got here?
Zuko asks her. She finds that she can't lie to him.
Probably the spirits. They're supposed to send us messages on the solstice. Just, usually not people.
Oh, so do you think I'll go back home when the sun rises?
Katara looks his way.
The sun won't rise for a few more weeks.
To her surprise, Zuko smiles.
Good. I don't think I'm ready to go back home yet.